We are in the middle of Teisves, Daf Chof Aleph Amit Beis. Let us just go over the Teisves. We had a Baraisa that says as follows, Akelev Bagdisha Dolgo Mimata Lamaila Pturim Milamaila Lamata Chayovim Odom v'tamigel shedolgu bein milamayla lamata bein milamata lamayla chayot. So Rashi had learned pshat milamata lamayla pturim minezek sholim v'chayovim b'chatzi nezek the mishunin heim. That's how Rashi said pshat, and odom v'tamigel. So really, there's no chiddush by Odom. Inami lav uche likpeis melamata lamalo chayv dein ba'odom tzad tamus. Ela bebeheme. So that's why we're differentiating between an Odom and a beheme by milamata lamailo. By a beheme, it's chatzi nezek. By Odom, it's nezek sholem, and a tamigol is taka uche. Let us see Taisus again. Odom betalmagel mimteima machidish ba'odom dachay. It's poshet. Is no din tamos by Odom. Ishloimel denafke mine im hivkid beisoy lechaveire lishmer. A person was given over to watch a house. V'yesh amcheresh oite bekotten. Sh'yesh loy li zoyer shelo yidalgu milamato Lamailo v'yishabru keilo. That means that since an Odom is olul to jump milamato lamailo, so therefore the shomer has to watch them that they should not jump milamato lamailo to be mazik de keilo. Ba'aymeri miteich kach nire lefkorish daho diktoni. So it's coming to tell us that it's ulchei, it's to be expected, and the shomer should have taken care that that they shouldn't be kalim around when they're jumping milamato lamailo. Ba'aymeri, miteich kach nira leforish, toho diktoni hakelev v'agdi shedogu milamato lamailo pturim, aynil legamri. So if here it says this is, if Be'emison, this halacha is not speaking about the chiyuv al ha'odom gufa, we're speaking about a cheresh oite bekotten, and we're speaking about a shema who has to be aware of their actions. And if the baraisa is differentiating between an odom and a behemem, the Hodiktonia Kelavagdisha Dolgum Lamatalam Aptum Taini Lagamri, the Hoshivainis, that's the Dova Veifuchai. Lahochitzach Lashminim Ba'otam Dechayit. The Ip Turim Minezek Sholem Vechayom Chatzi Nezek, Veinela Mishunna Ba'alme, the way Rashi says, Amayitzach Lashminim Ba'otam Dechayit. So Al Kochach is coming to tell us that a dilug mimato lemailo by a kelev and a gdi is unexpected completely. So memele, so therefore, if a one became a shamer and they did it, so he's an onus. And by an odom, it is uche. Bosi shapir hodemasik. Now, we learned later, the Baraisa says, Hakelev Vagdi Shedolgu, Bein Milamailo Lamato, Bein Milamato Lamalo Pturim. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why Milamailo Lamato are they potter? This is Ulchei. It's Akasha, and the Mishnah Akasha, and this Baraisa we just learned. So the Gemara says, Tigmara Popa Dapech Mepech, the Dilug Milamailo Lamato was Mishune. So the Gemara asked, I hochi amai pturim. So it's mishuna, but why are they potter? So the Gemara says, pturim in azik sholem, b'chayom b'chatzi nezik. So v'osi shapir, so v'zoi, it's very good, ho de masik umai pturim. The Gemara asks, umay pturim, beis de garsi, nasagi, iseho, ihochi, amay pturim. The mikor anechele pturim, the salke daiter pturim, legamri koma, milamaylo lemato, kemoy milamato lemaylo. That means, without the problem that our Mishnah says fakel, the Gemara understood the Barais is telling us, just like Lamato Lamailo is Pturim Lagamri, because it's an unexpected action, so if they did it, the Bailam is anonymous. So Lamailo Lamato is also an unexpected action. So the Labruche Lamikvitz Klal. But the whole problem was, and the Mishnah says Fakel, the Barais says Fakel, Aval kiven de muki b'da'apach meipach. So the Gemara said that we're speaking about apach meipach, de'enoi ela mishuna ba'alme. You're telling me that it is the derech to be medalig milamaylo lamato. It's only mishuna amay pturim. So, fakert, and the problem is because there's one pturim on both. There's pturim on milamata lamailo, which means potter legamri, and pturim milamailo lamato, which you're telling me is only mishune. So, amai pturim, the Moses says, no, the pturim of milamailo lamato is pturim in ezek shalom. V'niri de gam lefi amaskona lamata lamala p'tun legami donesu. To lo meyachzer misfore rishoyne. But it comes out, it's a moiridike doichik. Way Taisvus is saying pshat in the Barais. It says one p'turim and the one p'turim has two translations. Milamata lamala means legamri. And lamailo lamata means nezik sholem. Basanya hakelev, amasnis nava motzi lemifrach. This kasha should have been asked right away on our Mishnah. Elanota adamaisi braise porchatavayu. The apich meipach. So the Gemara said that what it says of Pturim is speaking about that the kelev in Gedi did not jump kidarkon. Vim taima laman de yoma tchilose bepshie vesoife ba'oines chayiv. If you are tchilose bepshie vesoife ba'oines chayiv, lachayiv nezik sholem. The tchilose bepshie du'ulche, that means, milamaylo lamato is they can jump into a fanim. There's a normal way how to jump. And there's a mishunadika way how to jump. Now, he left the behemoth in a mokim that they can jump normally, which is ulche, which is a pshia. And lemaise, they jumped lav ulche dik. So if you hold chilose bipshi v'saifa b'ynes chayiv, L'chayiv nezik sholem, the tchilose bepshiye du'ulche, v'soife ba'ine is the lav ulche. L'may said they did not jump normally, so that tchilose bepshiye v'soife ba'ine is. So why do you pay chatzi nezik? V'yesh loyma, the loy omar mishum de trilose bepshia legabi regal lechayiv nezik sholem legabi ker. So Taisva says that if they would jump normally, and they're olol to jump normally, that's and it'd be chayibatz regal. Lemaise they jumped lav kulche mishunadik. So that's Keren. So I don't say, since he was a Peisheya, Legabi Regal, she should be Mechayiv Nezek Sholem Legabi Keren. That Philo Peisheya Gomol in Yin Keren Lechiavte Teira Elechatzi Nezek. A Philo Peisheya Gomol by Keren also pays Chatzi Nezek. The Lav Hochi, so Tosis brings two rayas. Ari shenichnas lechotzer hanizik, v'toraf v'ochal lechayiv nezek sholem, t'chilose b'pshil in yendrise, Tos v'shite is, ari shedoras v'shein. Ari shetoraf is keren, because an ari normally eats while the behemoth is still alive. That's Arisha Doras. And if Arisha Toraf, he killed it first and then he ate that meat. So that's Mishunah. So then you pay Chatzines. But letting an Ari come into a Chotzer Anizik, same Apesheya, that he's going to be Doiris. That's a Poshet Apshiye. And Lemaise, he wasn't Teiref, he was Teiref, which is Mishune. And you pay Chatzinezek, it says. Let's say Tchilose Bepshiye Vesoyfei Boines. Vechein Chol Keren Bechotzanezek Tchilose Bepshiye Linyin Shein Veregel. That means something that the Shein Veregel would be Maziket. And he was mazikit bekeren, so tchilose bibshiye besoifei boin. Sal kochoch, you don't say this. So the poshet pshat in Tosfos is as follows, that the lomdis of tchilose bibshiye besoifei boin is equals that keilu the hezik was done al yedei pshiye. Even though it was a nainus, but the lomdus of tchilas of b'shiva seifa bainis, I consider ki'ilu it was done b'shiva. But Karen, that's mishune, pays chatzinezek, afil it is b'shiva. Ace is the din chatzinezek of Karen, that's from the hilchei seyem, of the Nezikin, something that is Mishune, the Hezek is Mishune, it's not the Teva of the Behemoth to do it, Mishune pays Chatzines. So Busgate Maron that he's a Pesheya. Now the problem is, but Lechere, it should be Momin, not Knas. Lechere, Chatzinezek Knas, the reason we assume Chatzi Nezek is Knas, so the Gemara says, because Stam Shvorim Becheska Shimo Kaimi. Stam Shvorim, I should expect that it won't do anything. The Lamelech, Stam Shvorim and not Mazik. So Memele, if it's Mazik, I should be in Gansim Potter. Because it's an unexpected occurrence. Such being ganz important. So the Teire cancelled me the Kehege delintere liture. Fine. So that's the Taij stam. So that's why the we paskin like that stam shvorem becheskas shimokaimis and mamelitz a knas. But if we say now that an Ari came in, Ari came in, normally he's gonna be Doiris. That's a normal procedure of Ari. So you were a Peshaya by letting him come in. And then all of a sudden he wasn't Doiris, he was Teiref, he ate that meat. So you'll tell me, oh, well, this was unexpected. What do you mean it was? Zicha was expected that the old animals will get killed. And he killed it on a mission of the Kaifen. But l'chayre etzicha was expected. That the lomdus of t'chilosa b'pshi v'sayfei bo'ines, the lomdus is that it is an expected act. It's, I'm called a pesheya. There's no heter of oines. So how do we understand palganiske knosa? This is l'chayre a problem. So I found the Shita Mekabetzis asked the Kasha, and the Shita Mekabetzis says as follows, Tebekeren Tama Momoine Mishum Tetchilose Bepshia Yidei Shein Berekel. That's the Kasha. So he says as follows, Rishus HaRabim, let's talk about Rishus HaRabim. You're asking a kasha by Rishus HaNizik. That means that an Ari went into Rishus HaNizik, and you're saying that Yizicha expected him that he's going to be Doiris the Behemah, and he wasn't Doiris, he was Toiref. So Memele, so he's saying, that's Tchilose Bepshia. Fine. That's a good kasha. We'll come back to the kasha. But let's talk about Rishus HaRabim. And Ari went into the Rishus HaRabim. So if it'll be Doiris the Behemah, then he's Potter. Because that's Shem Rishus HaRabim. If it'll be Toiref, he's Chayav al Tzkerem. Now, so this Keren Rishus HaRabim, you can't tell me a teretz, it's t'chilosei b'pshiyeh, because shein v'regel is potter b'shus harab. So I wasn't a pesheya for letting out my ari in the rishus harab. Shein v'regel is potter b'shus harab. So there, the keren in rishus harab, if you hold stam shvorim, Becheske Shimo Kaimi, that means to do a Mishuna de Kezach, it's not something to think about. A Dava Mishuna is not something that I should have been chayish for. So Bishus Arabim, it's Ichera Knas. Keren Bishus Arabim, because you don't have a Tchilosa Bepshiyah. Is gam bechotzer anizik, it's also a knas. That's what he answers. So l'chayre, dachsach me, he means as follows, that, keren b'shus harab, mishun b'shus harab, you can't say this yisod, that it's an honest becheske shimo. I didn't have any reason to be chayish or to be responsible for that what occurred. If it changed, so samzei potas, I'm not responsible for that. So the act that occurred, in reality, in Rishus HaRabim, I'm not responsible for. And the Torah says you pay chatzi nezek. So what's pshat in the Torah? So at Kolchok, the Tashlumim is a knas. So from the Rishus HaRabim, I have a gilui that the Tashlumim is a knas, because I'm zicha not responsible for it. Now, there's no two chatzinezeks, the Torah never defeated. So at Kolchok, the chatzinezek and chatzinezek is also a knas. That means, from Chotzer HaNizek, I couldn't prove that it's a knas, because if it would only be a din by Chotzer HaNizek, I would say, Echet HaYisi, it's a knas. He should have realized that the Ari is olo to do this. That's true. So I don't have a hechich that it's a knas. But from Rishus HaRabim, I see klar that the Tashlumim is the knas, and it's one big tashlumim. There's no two different sidrei tashlumim. So that's a gilui that the knas of the tashlumim of chatzi nezek is a knas all over. Afilu b'chotzer anizek. I think that's what he means. גדיה בסריחה שנוי ציפונוב באורץ וקויפץ, כמו היה כלב. לא ידום לסריחה בסוליק שנסרח בחוביס עד שמגיע ללפס, there he ממש climbed up, here it means he jumped. נסריחה דקויפם. זוק תגמור הוויתה, we had in the Mishnah, הכלב שנות הוחרורה בהולך לגודיש, אוכל אחרור הבידלק הגודיש, על אחרור משלם נזק שולם, על הגודיש משלם חצי נזק. איתמה, רבי יוחנן אומר אישוי משום חיצוף, רשלוקיש אומר אישוי משום ממוינוי. זוק רשי, אישוי אשר ליח עשה בעירו. Now, this is a Shvera Rashi. How did Rashi bring in Ashelech Asabeiro? Ashelech Asabeiro, the Poshet we are speaking about, the Poshet in the Torah, Kisei Tzei Shemotza Koitzim, Shalom Yishalom Amaver Asabeiro, this Eish at the Torah was Mechayev, Yechayev is considered Odom HaMazik, considered Momen HaMazik, that's what we're talking about. HaShelech HaSabeiro B'yadcher HaShoyte V'Kodon is a Mishneh. The Shail is says Yepoter is HaShelech HaSabeiro HaShoyte V'Kodon Yepoter. So how does this come in? So the Pnei Yeshua says, we can have further, we had already before also, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if Reish Lakish says, this Mishnah is speaking about, he gave him a Gecheles, so then it's Ma'amya Amya Bo'ozel, so that's why he's Potter, but if he gave him a Shalhebes, then he's Chayim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shalhevis is also Potter, he's chayev only if he gave him Gavzo, Besilto, he gave him Ushrage, he gave him Gavzo, Silto, Ushrage, then he's chayev. So, this is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. In Rashi, Shita, Baita, Davchov, Beis, Amet, Beis, is that the yesod of this machloikis is dependent on the machloikis isha mishum chitza v'isha mishum amayne. That means, well, we'll come to the sugya, Alabai will understand the connection, but al kaponim, that is Rashi's shita, that, so the Bnei Yeshua says, Rashi is saying the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, did not originate when they were learning Chumash, what's the lomdus of Eish? Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishim Chitza, Vashloka said, Mishim Amayne. Did not originate on Chumash. It originated on this machloikis, Ashelech Asabeire, that Yerchayev, if it was Ashelheves, or Gavzo Silta Shrage, there there was a machloikis, and from there it came out that this machloikis is dependent. Ishim ishim chitzav, ishim ishim amoine. That's where the machloikis originated. So our Gemara is taking that machloikis over there, not transplanting it to our Mishnah. But the Yisada machloikis was set over there by Yenne Mishnah. Mishum chitzav, Chivoy HaKosov, the Iu Ka'ovit, it's considered that what occurs is Ke'ilu, he did it. The Havi Kizayra Kheitz, it's just like he threw a Kheitz, so it's Odom HaMazik. Mishum HaMoinai, and Reish Lakish says, Kishayrai Uboirai Shehiziku. He's Chiyav Alts Momen HaMazik. Bukasalke daitoch, the ikobinayu, kigoin shehidlik begachelas she'enei shaloi. What if the adlocker was with a gachela she'enei shaloi? Til Rabbi Yochanan chayiv the chitzav heim. It's chitzav lo shlokish poto. The lav momeinehu. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Mai taime loy omar ke Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yochanan? Omar lecho chitzov mikoichai ko'ozli. A comparison to chitzov. Chitzov, they are shooting out mikoyach from the zeirik asachet. That's called Odom HaMazik. Hai lav mikoychoi ko'ozol. This is not going mikoychoi, so memele, it can't be achiev als chitzov. Zot Rashi, hai lav mikoychoi, the eish may eleho hoileches v'doileches lemelchik. It's going by itself. Perhaps we could say a shtikul hagosh in this Rashi, there's a marsho in Sanhedrin that says pshat netoisvis, that the marsho says as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan that holds Ishai Mishum Chitzov is dafke if it's going by itself. That means I was madlik an eish, and the eish is traveling by itself. But if a ruach mitzuyo is the sibbe that the eish is traveling, a ruach is being moilech the eish, so then the Maharsho says that afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not ishem mishum chitzov. Then it's ishem mishum mamoinim. We'll see now here our Gemara's, the maskanas of Gemara's Rabbi Yochanan also is ishem mishum mamoinim. So then the Maharsho is very good. So there's an ishem mishum mamoinim. So al kaponim there's a meiridike Maharsho. The Maharsho differentiates between hoilech me'elov, which then you could say ishay mishum chitzov, and hoylech haydei ruach metzuye, which then, afilo according to Rabbi Yochanan, satzichanat chitzov, there's a koyach achem boy, which it's not called chitzov. So it could be, perhaps that's Rashi wants to be magdish, I love me koichoi de eish mei leoilech. So afilu, it's not a koichachem uruboy. Afilu, the mei leo is also not chitzov. That's what Rashi is saying. That, yomoide by koichacher, it's not chitzov. Afilu mei leo is also not chitzov. It's not koichoi. De eish mei leo heileches vedeileches lemelchik. So bekitzer, so Reish Lakish doesn't hold this whole concept of chitzov that it's Odom HaMazik. V'Rabbi Yochanan Maitaima Loyoma Ke Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Lakish? Omaloch Momoine Isbei Mamoshe Ho Lesbei Mamoshe. Momin, my momin, there's a mamish. In high, less by mamosha. Here there's no mamish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ha, less by mamosha, the shaleves ia mazekis, the mazik is the flame, the ain't lo mamish. Hilkach ki chayve rachmone mishum chitzov hu de chayve. So it can't be because my momen is mazik. So al kochoch the chiyav is alts chitzot can't be momoina because there's no mamish to the moment. Yeah. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. But the Taisvis is going on the Mishneh. Balagodish chatzi nezik. Afal gav de legabi sheleach asabeire loy mechayev ad de mosaloi shalhebetz. L'reish lokish l'rabi yechanan ad de mosaloi gavzo pa'omim sheyesh gecholim harbei bacharore davek my mosaloi gavzo l'rabi yechanan v'shalhebetz l'reish lokish. Now, we have to know this Tosfos is Schrecklich Schwer. The Nachlas David is asks on Tosfos, and Lamaise he says a pshat on Tosfos. Tosfos will have late in the Gemara that this Mishnah that Kelev took a charor baholich legodish, behidlik a godish, falagodish mishalem chatzinezek. The Gemara can have a whole pilpul shot in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good because it's chitzov the Kelev, whatever I put on a nation, it goes further. Is considered the koyach of the one who put down the ish. So memele, so here the kelev that put down the gecheles and it went and it burnt down the godish. So it's called chitzav the kelev, and it's tzoyres nyechayv chatzinezek. According to Reish Lakish, you don't say Ishe Mishum Chitzot. So Memele, so then, so the Gemara says, it's Lav Mamoinei the Balakelev. So why is the Balakelev Chayv on the Sreifas HaGodish? That is the Gemara's Kasha. So fine, the Sugi is beautiful. Is the Eish that comes out from the Gacheles, put on a Gacheles. And the gecheles burnt, and it caught the godish caught on fire. So Mamela, I have to know, is there a concept of Yishim Yishim Chitzav, only Yishim Yishim Bamoinai? That's the Shaklavatai of the Gemara. The machloikis of Sheleach Esabeiro, we're talking about something else completely. We're talking about that a person had a fire. He gave it over to Achere Shoyte V'Kotten. Now the Shaila is it a Ruach Metsuya that the Achere Shoyte V'Kotten will make a Sreifa with it? Is it not a Ruach Metsuya? A Gecheles Ma'amiya Amiya V'Ozel. I give him a Gecheles before the Achere will have time to think to make trouble, it will be Eiskeloshen. So giving over to Cheresh is not called a Ruach Metsuye. Give over a Shalheves is called a Ruach Metsuye Loit Reish Lakish. Maybe it's not called Loit Rabbi Yochanan. But, so there's a Shaila, you need a Shalheves, you need Gavzel Silte. So, because there the Shaila is, if the Messira, all this person did was he gave over an Eish to a Cheresh. So we have to know the expectations, what can occur after the Cheresh has this Eish, this Shalheves, what's going to happen? Do I have to assume that this, he will zicha cause a fire? Is it a Ruach Metsuya? Is it not a Ruach Metsuya? So there are certain tenoyim that are needed in order to say that this is a Ruach Metsuya. A certain time to say that this is a Ruach Metsuya. But this is nothing to do with our sugya. It's nothing to do with our sugya. So what's Tosfos Kasha? How Tosfos compared these two inyonim? So the Nachlas David says that the Kasha of Tosfos is a very parable Tosfos. Tosfos is not going on our sugya. Tosfos is going on the Mishnah. Now later, the Gemara asks the Kasha on the Mishnah that Lichayev Bal HaGacheles. The Gemara is a different Kasha. Lichayev Bal HaGacheles. That's the Bal HaGacheles Bichayev. That means that since Klovim usually go from one Mokim to another Mokim, so the Bal HaGacheles should be Chayev Alz Eish. The Kelev is a Ruach Metzuyah that he's going to take his Gacheles and bring it to a Godish. The Lechayev Bala Gacheles. That's the Gemara's Kasha later. So, on Lechayev Bala Gacheles, so there, Taisa had a problem. Why should the Bala Gacheles be Chayev? By the time the Kelev will be able to take it to a Godish, could be, he'll become Oiskaloshin already. So on that kasha, Tosfos says, we'll have to say that a charore has a multitude of gecholim on it, and therefore, so it's called a ruach metzuye that the kelev, when he takes the charore, there's enough ash there that by the time it comes to the Godish, it'll still be burning, and so that's why we should the Bala Gecheles. So that is pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is just going on the Mishnah before our sugya. Tosfos is with the Gemoznes later Chai Bala Gecheles. That's what Tosfos had to say, that normally in the Chavora there's a lot of Gecholim. Ishoi Mishum Chitzov. Loi she yavir ba'atzmoy ha'ish, ala kol mokim she posha v'loi shoma gachaltoi, chitzov ninu. Now, we have to know exactly what Tosfos means. Does Tosfos mean that afilu He purchased a gacheles. He was kaina gacheles that he never was madlik. As long as he was pesheya in the shmire, so that's called yechayv al tishay mishum chitzav. That would be the rehitas loshen of Tosfos. But I saw the Beis Lechem Yehuda asks a kasha if that would be pshat in Tosfos. We had a Tosfos that Tosfos and the Avheim at Beis asked a kasha, "Veheicha also kulu me'eshu boyer ma'la eshu boyer shekein ma'isav gomoloi." How can you learn that from eshu boyer? It's ma'isav gomoloi. That means his maise was misaviv the hezek. So how can you learn that from Eishem Boer? How can you learn that shoyl from Eishem Boer? So the Shita Mekabetzah says that Teretz, Eish is not maise of Gomel, and maybe he was kaina gecheles. So who says it's maise of Gomel? So from Tosfos it would seem that Tosfos holds that by Eish is ziche have to be madliket. There's no chiyav that I possess an eish, and I was peshei b'shmirosei. As I was taisa from taisa, mais of gomoloi. So, Beis Lechem Yehuda is moira, if taisa means over here kepshutai, so then it's a psashtikol stira, then taisa is tavheim and beis. Ishai Mishum Mamoinai. Kloima. So Rashi learned Pshat, Ishai Mishum Mamoinai. Yechayev, when it's your gacheles, that's an afkemine. Your eish was mazik. Taisa says no. Kloima chiyuv mamoina yeshboy. The chiyuv, not because it's your moment, that's why you're chayiv. The gather of the chiyuv tashlumim is ki ilu your moment was mazik. But not in Choshen Mishpat. We need that it should be his Eish. Afilu Hidlik Be'eish Shalach Chayev. Afilu, it came about through an Eish Shalach. There's also a Chiyev Mamoinai. If he was misaviv the sreife, kida ashkechon bepeirik hakoynis bekoifav koymosoi shel chavere bifnei adleike umotei beruach metzuye umatye beruach metzuye. The Gemara says later that if a person, there was an eish coming in this direction, there was a koima of tvue, which was not in the path of the eish, and the person went, it was koif of koimose shel chaver bifnei adleike, he bent over the koma, so that when the eish will go on its direction, it will burn the koma. So it says he's chayiv. It's motile beruch metziye his chayiv. Fact of teisves, lochayre, it's not his eish. That's kasha number one. If you need mamish's eish, to be Rashi says there, it's not his eish. The gabi gates sheyotzo mitachas apatish. A person was banging, he was a smith, he was banging, and a spark went out, and it hit some straw, and it started burning. Aval gav de mistome mafkilei, mistome is mafkiret, Boy, the ain lecha adam she is chayiv, but like it, Taisa says, if according to Reish Lakish, that in order for you to be chayiv, it has to be your gacheles, so a person will be a real novel b'shus ha-teir, and he'll get away with murder. She yavkir ha-gecholim, first he'll be madlik ha-gacheles. Then it'll be mafkerit, so it's hefker, v'yadlik kodesh al chaveroi, and then it'll say, I didn't do anything, I held like Reish Lakish, ishem ishem mamoinoi, and it's not my moment, I was mafkerit b'fnei edim. So memeila, v'loi keperish ha'kuntris t'perish dikibinai da'adlik b'gacheles she'enei shaloi. So Taisvis has three kashas on Rashi from three different Gemaras. Koifev komosoi, gates ayets mi tachas apatish, and biadlik dishe shol chaveroi. So the Nachlas David wants to say as follows. On the first case, the Kaifav Kaimosei Shel Chaveiroi, there the Chiyiv is not als Eish, there the Chiyiv is als Odom Hamazik. Memes in the Loshen of Rashi and Daphnun Vov would seem like that. Because the Gemara says, the Moti Lo Kshekofavoy Giyabod Leike Baruach Metsuye, Harei biyodayim hiver. So Rashi says it was maver biyodayim. It seems that if there's an esh coming in this direction and I put the path of the esh, a mekarev dover eitzel ha'esh, that's not the mazik of esh, that's odom ha'mazik. The mazik of esh is, I had an esh in my rishus, and I was careless, and the thing started getting on fire, and it went further. So that's called, I wasn't shema shmirose alech, I wasn't shema my esh. But I started off with an esh that wasn't a mazik, and through my pshi and shmire, it was mazik. That's the kiseitze esh. That was by him. That's the case of the Torah. But if you have an eish that's going already and you put something in front of it, that's called Odom HaMazik. That's what Nachos David says. And I think Loshna Rashi is also Mashmal. Arebi Yodayim Hiva. It's called, he was Mavir Biyodayim. And with that, they for the third Kasha also. Taisva says a person will go and be madlik godish shel chaveroi. So it means he'll go into Yenim's property and he'll just go and be madlik godish shel chaveroi with a gechela sheinei shaloi. Going into Yenim's property is also odom hamazik. That means that because the Gemara says later in Akoines, Eish is potter and tomum. This tilcheseyim of Eish, if the thing that was burnt was not begolui, it was tomum, it was hidden, Eish is potter. But if I go l'rshusei shal chaveirein, it was tomum, then I'm chayit. So Nachos David said the lomdus is because that's odom hamazik, that's not Eish. This is, if I go into Yenim's rishus and I'm madlik, that this is odom hamazik. Eish is a different scenario. I had an Eish by me and I didn't watch it and then the Eish started going. So for the Pshia Bishmirosai, that is the Eish, that's Pataran Tomon, and that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Yechonon Lishlokish, what din does it have? And there could be, you need it, Taka should be your Gachelas. The middle Kasha that Taisva asks, Gates Sheyotso Mitachas Apatish. So others ask on Taisva, so why are you Chayiv? Taisa says, why you chayiv there? It's not his. He was mafkir the gates. He was mafkir the spark. Why you chayiv is a chayiv? You don't need it to be mamayna. So others ask, amir the kikash and Taisa's kash. The whole resh lokish that says you need it to be mamayna is because he said, eish is not chitzov the lav mikoichoi ka'ozol. So if it's lav mikoichei ka'ozol, so he's not chayiv al tzodom ha'mazik, so he's chayiv al tzmamoinei. So the trashis, it has to be mamoinei. Geitz ha'yotza mitachas ha'patish is mamish chitzov. He went, he banged, and the spark went, and this is mamish chitzov. The head is no machlekes ha'biechem reshlokish. This is mamish chitzov. Chitzov yizicha don't need it to be mamoinei. So what's Taisvis Kasha, Bechlau? No, that's the Chmir, that's 100% true. The spark that reached the Tevin is Zicha Chitzov. But that would have went further. That already is the spreading of the Eish further. That's not Chitzov anymore. That's Mamayne. So that Taisvis is asking. He was Mafke the gate. Was Mafke the spark. So why are you chayiv? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alayoma, let's see your taisis, next taisis. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alayoma keresh lokish. Afo gav de dorish, time ed Rabbi Yochanan mikro. Rabbi Yochanan is a posik, hamavir es habeire. The Torah says that the Pasuk starts Ki Seitze Eish. The Pasuk starts that the Eish went out by itself. And later the Pasuk ends Hamavir Esaber. You made the fire. That means we're attributing the fire that was in Yenim's field, V'nechel Godish, we're attributing that you made the fire. So Rabbi Yochanan learned from this Hamavir Esabera that it's considered Chitzov. The Kisei Cheish is called Chitzov. So Rabbi Yochanan has a Pasuk. And here the Gemara asks a Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alay Oma Kereish Lokish. What do you mean? I have a Pasuk. Avon gab the Dorish time Rabbi Yochanan Mikro. Avon look Mikro the Drosh Achite the Svore Kereish Lokish. That's shot in the Gemara's Kasha. That the Svore Kereish Lokish, this is a Chait, it's not Mikoichoi, it's not Otama Masik. After Dorish time with Rabbi Yochanan Mikro, Avalut Mikro the Drosh Achite, the Svore Kereish Lokish. That means that what Reish Lokish says, that it's not a Chait, that's logic. That's not a Chait. How could you say it's a Chait? I have a Drash. So, Mustafa, we have to Darshan differently. So Rabbi Yochanan says, fine, the Svore, but I got news for you, the Svore is not like Reish Lakish either, because the Mamayne is by Mamoshe, the less by Mamoshe. So, this is also not Mistava. So, not Mistava, so I go back to the Drash. Inami, Kasal Kedai Tachash, the demand the Islay Mishum Chitzav, Islay Mishum Mamayne. The one that holds, less Lay Mishum Mamayne. He doesn't hold that moment at all. The Kaboy Hech, the Kololay Chitzav, Amaylay Mechayim Mishum Mamayne. That means, there's going to be a Gemara later. The Gemara later says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan holds Ishay Mishum Chitzov. It's considered like I threw a chetz. The Gemara says later, what is if I made an eish in my property and it's starting to go, and there's a kaisel that will block the eish? So Mamela, it's impossible for the eish to be masik. Right? There's a kaisel. Then, so Baruch Hashem, I saw a fire, a kaisel there, Baruch Hashem. Then, to my dismay, the kaisel all of a sudden crumbled in, fell in, and the eish is going further. Now it's bitter, now it's a bitter geschäft. So the Gemara says, afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say ishe mishum chitzov. Ishe mishum chitzov is only applicable that when I made the eish, it was capable of making the hezek with it eventually made. So it's considered keilu, I made that hezek. But if b'shas asiyas ha'esh, it was impossible. Later something happened that this hezek is capable of occurring. That's not ishe mishum chitzov. Then yechayv ishe mishum mamoyne. So the Gemara says later that Rabbi Yochanan also says an ishe mishum mamoyne. There are cases that's not ishe mishum chitzov. By kol loy chitzov, a case where there's a wall. Then he's made the ishayv alts mamoyne. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisva says, inami kosal kedai tachashte, demand the islay mishum chitzov, leslay mishum mamoyne. That means it's only chitzov. The kabo heich de kolole chitzov, amaylay mechayiv mishum mamoyne. The Gemara is asking Rabbi Yochanan, why, see, you have a posik als chitzov. I won't disagree with you. Your posik says it's chitzov. But I'm asking a shaila in a case where it can be chitzov, was kololoi chitzov, there was a wall blocking the eish. So then you yourself are made that the pasuk isn't talking about such a case. Why can't it then be mishum mamoinai? And that the Gemara answers, mamoinai ispe mamoshe, and zu lespe mamoshe.